أنتم على تسعينات اف ام.
In our world, we have different languages, cultures, skin colors, ethnicities, and religions. United States and Egypt are two rich communities with huge diversity in all aspects. However, difference should not be a reason to fight, disrespect, or exclude each other. Difference can be intriguing, provoking interesting discussions. Here with you, Rama, in Compelling Difference on Radio 90s FM.
Compelling Difference مع رحمة ليل كل يوم اثنين الساعة 10:30 بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to Compelling Difference. Here is you today, Rama, on Radio 90s FM. If you want to call us or contribute to the program, please call us on 01-00-427894. If you want to contribute to the program, you can also answer the question of today's episode on Radio 90s FM Facebook page. The question of today's episode is, have you ever thought of traveling abroad to earn money? Yeah, we will see. So, last episode, we have talked about feminism and its definition, girls' power, women empowerment, and how women are treated in both the United States and Egypt, and the concept of beauty standards. How can we empower other women? We have also talked about the question of last episode that was, what's your impression when someone says they're feminists? Some people supported the idea, however, others didn't really know what it means to be a feminist. And we have clarified this misconception last episode. So, as we were talking about women's power, women's empowerment, there is an important topic, which is work. Today, we'll talk about work culture in the United States and Egypt and how different people deal with business etiquette. So, it will be an important topic for Egyptians who want to go to the United States, and it will be an important topic for Americans who want to come to Egypt. So, yeah, in the United States, people tend to be very hardworking and very competitive. So, as America is a melting pot, you should expect to have diverse work environment of different races, ethnicities, and religions. So, Americans find it really hard to achieve work-life balance because they have a very filled work schedule. So, however, they are very punctual and disciplined. Punctuality and discipline are very important values in the American culture. So you basically have a field work schedule and you should show up on time, which is very different in Egypt and the United States because, as I said to you in the first episode, the culture shock episode, we talked about like different timing and my friends used to tell me whether it's American time or Egyptian time. So, yeah, it's something really different. Americans also have long work days. So it's said that Americans live to work. The long work days start from 9 a.m. sharp to 5 p.m. and most Americans stay longer than that. And they actually stay even after the working hours or they are expected to be on call 24/7. So, as we were saying, America is a melting pot. You should expect international students and immigrants to work even harder. I had friends in my lab that I used to work on in the United States, and they used to stay in the lab till 2 a.m. or something. So, yeah, it's very competitive and very disciplined workspace. So, what about formality? This depends on the workplace. Formality depends on the workplace in terms of what you're doing and where you're doing it. For example, if you are in a business company in accounting or finance in Manhattan, you would expect to be professional and you would expect to wear professional attire and speak professional language. However, if you are in a tech company or in academia in the Silicon Valley or in California, you can be casual. And there might be policies like no desk assignment, and you might have even a pet-friendly workspace. So you So you would find it really easy to show up to work with a casual dress code of t-shirt and jeans. So the casual etiquette is also something expected in American company, where you can call your manager and your colleagues by their first name, and you are expected to be friendly with everyone. It's also expected from colleagues to go to lunch together and interact with each other during lunch hours and during lunch time. In America, it's also something that's different from Egypt, is people need to ask for help when they need help. Otherwise, everyone around you would assume you know what you're doing. So whenever you're struggling, you should show up and ask for help. Americans are also very result-driven. So they don't really care what you're doing during your workday. They are just motivated and driven by the results. So if you are in the American workspace, you need to focus hard on results. Another topic that's different between U.S. and Egypt is centrism. U.S. depends on non-centrism, so you will find less hierarchical workplace than other countries and less governmental bureaucracy. Americans value transparency, direct communication, efficiency, optimism, and confidence. So basically, you need to have direct communication in an American workspace in order to be understood and in order to be respected. So what about the body language in American workspace? It's very different than here from Egypt. So you basically need to respect the personal space of everyone around you and be mindful not to stand too close when speaking, and you should minimize physical contact in the workplace. In the workplace, you wouldn't expect people to be hugging or have any physical contact except of a firm handshake. As I was saying, Americans work really hard. Americans work even 20% more more than Europeans. So I'm not saying anyone is better than the other. We're just different. Americans also prefer direct communication, and you shouldn't expect to fool someone going in circles because they will spot it. So, yeah. And even in disagreeing, Americans would disagree clearly with you if they have something that's against what you're saying. Another topic is the small talks. Small talks about income, age, politics, and religion is a taboo in the United States. You should definitely avoid these topics in a workplace, and you should focus on some topics like hobbies, entertainment, or where to get dinner. So, yeah. In terms of scheduling, Americans are very strict. So when they are having a meeting, they have a clear agenda that covers 30 to 60 minutes maximum. So the meeting wouldn't be longer than that. And during the meeting, you should show active listening and participation. Other than that, it would be perceived as that you are not interested. In America, networking is very valuable. So you would find people around you in the workplace exchanging business cards and networking. So someone might ask me, so Rama, how would an interview look like in the United States? So you would basically go to the interview on time or even a few minutes before the interview. And then you would discuss your work, your previous work experience. You would discuss something related to your work style. And you should dress to impress. Of course, the career center in your university or in your school would definitely help you to prepare for interviews. So how is the work culture like in Egypt? We'll learn more about this when we're back.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of, what we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can. friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of. We are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. So before the break, we were talking about the work culture in the United States. And right now, we will talk about the work culture in Egypt, which is really different. To remind you, if you want to call us, please call us on 01-000-427-894. If you're calling from the U.S., please add 0112 before the mentioned number. So the question of today's episode was, have you ever thought of traveling abroad to earn money? And we will see some responses. So Nurani Said commented saying, till now I'm willing to travel for education and experience. I definitely agree, because traveling for education would definitely help you get higher degrees and learn something different in the United States or in any other country, and then implement what you have learned in Egypt. Arisal Ashkar commented saying, yes, good. Karim Khalid commented saying no, he wouldn't think about it. And Mohammed Mahrouz commented saying yes, money often costs too much. Iman Hafiz commented saying no. So I would, for people who commented no, I would recommend like considering having like a paid internship or something, like to have the experience of being exposed to the work culture in different countries. Hannah Gerges commented saying, I have never wanted to travel for money, but for fun. So Hannah, have fun. Raneem Lil commented saying, yeah, why not? But it needs a lot of preparation and planning to take the decision. Leaving family, friends, and home where you live are not easy to lose. I definitely agree, Raneem. It definitely needs lots of preparation to take such a decision, and hopefully our program will help you make this decision, because we are trying to choose the difference between the American culture and the Egyptian culture, and hopefully you will like learn something. So yeah, in our second part we will talk about how business works in Egypt. So the business pace in Egypt is slower than the United States and other countries. So you should not expect quick results. You need to be patient. So another difference between US and Egypt is the small talks. Small talks in Egypt about income, age, religion, politics is not a taboo. But it's a sort of even icebreakers or sort of socialization. Again, we're just different. There is no one better than the other. We're just different. So another difference between Egypt and the United States is coming late. Egyptians are notorious for coming late to meetings, to interviews, and coming late to work in general. So if you are an American living in Egypt, don't be shocked if you find your colleagues coming to work at 11 a.m. when they are supposed to come at 9 a.m. So it's very expected. I even had an experience when I had an interview that was supposed to be scheduled at 11 a.m., but when I actually went to the place at 10:45, I have to wait till 11:30 before the interview starts. So this is just how Egypt works, unfortunately. So if you are in a meeting in Egypt, you should expect the meeting to take longer time than planned. And it's a considered rude to try to rush the meeting. So if you are living in Egypt and you don't really know the culture, you might start the meeting at 2 p.m. and it's scheduled for an hour. However, you would take longer time to finish the meeting and people would just come up and interrupt. So it's just expected. In one-on-one meetings, you can expect interruptions because Egyptians tend to have the open door policy. So in one-on-one meetings, you can expect people to come and interrupt during the meeting, and it would be considered rude if you stop them. You should let them finish whatever they're talking about, and then you would resume your conversation as planned. Bureaucracy and government routine are very bad in Egypt. You should expect to take several visits to a governmental organization to finish a simple task. That's why the business pace is so low. However, it's getting better these days when there is when things are transforming to digital platforms. So things are getting better. However, bureaucracy tends to play a huge role in the Egyptian community. Egyptians are also the best when it comes to negotiations. So don't expect to finish your deals quickly, because Egyptians will keep negotiating till they reach whatever is good for them. So you will need to wait longer time till your deal is finalized. Egyptians also have high power distance, so the companies have hierarchical structure. So you wouldn't expect to call your manager by their first name, and you wouldn't expect to call older colleagues by their first name. You need to show them respect and to use titles. Some people are more westernized and they would actually let you call them by their first name. However, to avoid any confusion, you should always ask people whether they want to be called by their first name or not. Networking is something that's similar to the United States. In Egypt, networking is more important than expertise. You need to know someone who knows someone to get the job. And this is something that's happening worldwide. So I'm not saying people are getting jobs just because they know someone who knows someone, but knowing people and networking will definitely enhance your chances to get an interview. Egyptians tend to do business with people that they know well and they respect. So you need to try hard to impress an Egyptian employer to leave a good impression so that you would do business together again. Older people in Egypt, as I said, they are very respected, so they tend to fill in the leadership positions in companies, but this is changing as younger generations are now given a chance. For an interview in Egypt, it's just very typical and similar to an interview in the United States. I'm just saying the only difference might be starting the interview 30 minutes late or something. Unlike Americans, Egyptians hate confrontation and Egyptians hate direct communication. So if they want to say no, they would say it in a way that's very diplomatic so that they wouldn't lose the deal with you. there is a huge difference between Egypt and the United States in terms of religion in the workspace. If you are in America, you wouldn't expect to find people praying in their workplace. However, in Egypt, people pray in the workplace. Of course, if you are an American living in Egypt, you are not expected or obliged to pray with people when they're praying or when there is a call for the prayer, but you are expected to show them respect and to give them space and some privacy when they're praying. In Egypt, Fridays are off. The Saturdays and Fridays are off, not similar to the United States where Saturdays and Sundays are off. There are also different holidays in Egypt than the United States. So we basically have Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, where in the United States there are longer holidays during the Christmas. In Ramadan also, we have different work hours than normal work hours because people are fasting. So very similarly to the United States, Egyptians have no work-life balance. And we will learn more about work-life balance when we're back.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quiet. Breaking point, I stood for nothing, so I fell forever.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Compelling Difference with Rama. So, as we were saying before the break, in both countries, in the United States and Egypt, it's hard to achieve work-life balance. So, how can we achieve work-life balance? So, I'm actually struggling to achieve it, but I have been looking for tips and tricks to achieve work-life balance, and I will share it with you, and I will try to apply it, not to be hypocrite. First of all, you should let go of perfectionism. Actually, perfectionism is a double-edged weapon. It makes you, like, you want to do your best, you want to do your best job, and you do your job well, and you even, like, have the deadlines in time, on time and everything, but perfectionism makes you delay important work till the perfect moment comes, and the perfect moment never comes, so you end up not doing anything. So that's actually the problem with perfectionism. And with increasing responsibilities, as you grow up, you have your work, you have your kids, you have millions of responsibilities. So it's really hard to be a perfectionist. So you should let go of perfectionism and do your homework, and that's it. So you should also find time for exercise, sleeping well, and eating well, and meditation. These things, usually people prioritize it as a should do, not a must do. However, they help you increase your pleasure level, and a healthy body is in the healthy mind. So you should basically have enough time to, like, exercise and meditate and reflect on your day. You should also try to unplug from the world. How you can do this? You can do that by having your phone's notifications on off mode, or having your phone on the plane mode when you are around your family and friends. So as you went out of your work, you would just have enough time to spend with your family, which will be quality time. When you're having a quality time, it should be an actual quality time so that you wouldn't be interrupted. You should also find time for planning and prioritizing. Some people think time for planning is a waste of time, and I definitely disagree, because the more time you spend in planning, the less time you spend in execution. Other than that, if you let everything to be spontaneous and, like, let whatever happens, you would find many interruptions and you would find people wasting your time. So you should definitely take some time to plan whatever you want to do during your day. You should also understand the self-care needs, or whatever you need to care about yourself, because if you fall apart, you can't do anything and you wouldn't get anything done. And if you burn down, you wouldn't really do much in your day. So basically, understand your self-care needs, and whatever you need to get your work done, you should just do it without having moments of guilty pleasure, or without feeling guilty because you took some break. You should also communicate with others clearly and assertively about your set boundaries. For example, if you are working from 9 to 5 and you don't want to respond to work emails, or you don't want to respond to people after 5 p.m., you shouldn't feel obliged to do that. So, yeah, start with small changes, and the big changes will come in the long run. This was the end of our episode. So we basically discussed work culture in the U.S. and Egypt, and we discussed some tips and tricks for achieving work-life balance. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye!